Despite signs of an economic revival gathering pace around the world, unemployment is still rising in many of the world's largest economies. Today, the United States said its unemployment rate reached 2.2%, the worst level in 25 years. The European Union forecast unemployment in the Eurozone will rise to 10.7% next year. That's from 9.5% this year. We spoke to senior economist Patrick Belzer at the International Labor Organization. He explained the reasons for this continued increase in unemployment.
Well, very often there is actually a lag between economic variables and employment variables. This is because in the first stage when the crisis hits, companies do take other measures. They're not immediately firing people or reducing their wages. They're trying to cut costs elsewhere and then trying to see how serious the crisis is. But of course, after a while, they realize this is not just temporary. This is going to last for some time, so then they start to cut employment and start to cut wages. The second reason, I would say, is that despite the fact that there is a bit of an economic recovery now, many companies are taking this opportunity to restructure their employment levels. So we see that in many of the bigger manufacturing and the car sector, for example, where despite the recovery, companies now want to have less people on their payrolls.